The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
So how much are you looking forward to the weekend and hopefully some good weather to get out and about? But if you are out and about, what's it like if you were one of the estimated 450,000 people in Ireland who lives with asthma, and of those, about 80% also experience hay fever? We have a couple of guests with us. First of all, Ruth Morrow is a respiratory nurse specialist at the Irish Asthma Society. And Ruth, this weekend, what are you worried about and how do people deal with the possibility of a high pollen count?
Good afternoon, Matt. We are worried in that, you know, the pollen counts are high and are going to forecast to be high over the coming weekend and even into next week. So the impact that can have on people with asthma can be quite significant in that it can actually worsen their asthma. And then even for people that don't have asthma that are living with hay fever, you know, life can be quite miserable. So we kind of would like to kind of give them some advice that will actually help to alleviate some of those worries and concerns that they might have.
Yeah. So what sort of things should people do? I'm just speaking personally here as an asthmatic, and I also suffer with tree pollen, but I love going out playing my golf and intend doing so over the weekend. Wraparound sunglasses is one thing to protect the eyes. What other type of things should people do?
Yeah, and even splashing the eyes with cold water as well can help also. And maybe playing your golf early in the day rather than going out in the afternoon is probably a good idea, because the pollen counts tend to be that little bit lower in the morning time. They do tend to rise as the day goes on. So to get out and do your exercise earlier in the day. And then take your antihistamines obviously as well, which are available over the counter on without a prescription. If they're not working, then you possibly should speak to your GP then about getting something that does work. Avoid drying clothes outside in kind of when pollen levels are high like that too. We kind of do advise that it is better to dry them inside. On the other hand, that actually can worsen people's asthma as well. So you're kind of caught between the two, which is the best to do. So just find out whatever works for you. But if you are drying them outside, give them a good shake before you bring them in and don't start using them straight away, as in don't put sheets back on the bed straight away. Maybe put them into the hot press for a few hours before you actually use them. And then trying to stay away from those grassy areas, and particularly those that are freshly cut grass. They're the most lethal, I suppose. And it's not just grass pollen now. We're talking about weed pollen, nettle pollen, dock pollen. There's lots of other different ones around as well that can cause problems also.
And could it be then that your dog or your cat could end up doing you damage?
Yes, indeed, because the pollen can get trapped in the dog fur or the cat fur. And then, you know, if you're rubbing them and hugging them and, you know, playing with them, that can cause problems as well. So just to, you know, if the dog has been out for quite a long period of time outside, just try and minimize contact with them, because it can linger on their fur, the pollen can do. Then the other thing then, when you're in the car, and people probably are going to be traveling this weekend as well, so maybe avoid kind of having the windows down and have the aircon on, and ideally have that little pressing that little button on the car that allows the aircon to use the air that's actually in the car rather than bringing the air inside from outside into the car. Some cars are actually fitted with pollen filters as well that can actually help in that regard. And it's great if you have one of those. It will actually limit the pollen getting into the car. Using a barrier gel or spray on your nose can help, because that will actually stop the pollen going up into the sinus area and into the eyes as well, because that's, you know, where the symptoms are going to occur as well. And you know, and the other thing you can do is actually use a pollen app, so something like pollen.ie, that you can actually monitor the pollen levels in your area as well, because that actually, it's broken down into different counties, so you can actually check out morning time, midday and evening time at the different times whenever the pollen levels might be up or might be down.
Okay.
And then,
well, look, let me bring in Biola Vervas, because Biola, I bet you've heard all of this before. You've had to learn it all because of your son Leon's condition. How old is Leon?
Leon is nearly 7 now, yes.
And how long have you had him diagnosed as asthmatic?
He was only about 15 months when we got him officially diagnosed. So he has lived with this for most of his life now. And we really had to adjust our lifestyles and his little lifestyle as well to work with his allergies. So it is usually a very difficult time. But I think because of the Asthma Society's support and the advice that you guys just heard, that I followed religiously, He actually has much better quality of life and can do a lot more things than in the beginning, you know. All of this has made a really big difference to us.
How difficult is it to make all of the adjustments from the way you're used to living your life to having to do that to protect him?
I mean, I think the biggest challenge for us was not knowing what to do. And kind of going around in circles, trying to find the best solution and having him ill. Once we knew what to do, it felt easier because it was very clear. This is just what we have to do. And bring him on the journey as well. You know, so things like, okay, you can't go out in the grass while all the kids are playing on the grass. That's kind of tough for a child. So, you know, we had to make sure we keep him busy with going to the seaside instead or doing something, you know, equally exciting indoors when the pollen is high. But also because he's on medication every day, he's on the antihistamines every day and his inhalers, he's controlled. He's a lot better. So he doesn't react so badly to pollen anymore. Because he's used to it. And he also, we always make sure he puts his Vaseline on his nose when he leaves the house. He brings it in his backpack. So it is part of a routine now. But we did have to invest as well. We had to make changes in the house. We got the air purifier to have it on at night. We actually even changed the grass in the back garden to fake grass. So for us, because he was very seriously sick, we took it very, very seriously on our side and invested as well to make sure he can go out and play.
Yeah, explain to people just how seriously sick a child with asthma can become.
So basically for asthmatic children and for Leon specifically, allergies are one of the triggers of his asthma. So basically exposure to the allergens, which were airborne, so like pollen or like dust, just makes his asthma flare up, which means it goes from controlled to not controlled, and he would get sick. He would start coughing, he would get a chest infection. It would basically be like getting a chest infection that we cannot treat. It would escalate to the level where he would need oral steroids and he would need antibiotics, and that would happen every time he would meet the allergens. And during the pollen season, that meant all the time throughout the season. And he would be constantly sick. His eyes, he would get eye infection on top of it, so also visually sick as well. His situation when he wasn't on the right medication would escalate so badly that he wasn't able to breathe. And I think that's where things got very serious, because he would stop breathing at night, and his oxygen would drop to like 40%, and we did not know why.
That must have been really distressing for you.
Yes. I mean, watching your child pausing breathing is very, very distressing. So we had about a year of not sleeping, and of going to a lot of doctors and A&E to understand what's happening to him.
But it's under control now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Good. And what about his little sister? Has she shown any signs of having similar issues?
Yes, she's actually just under three, and she's the same. And we were hoping that it wouldn't happen to her. But to be honest, the positive side with the second child is that we didn't have to go on the 1 year long journey with her of trying to understand what's wrong with her. And as soon as she started showing similar symptoms to Leon, we brought her to a respiratory clinic, and we also got her allergy tests done as well early enough. So she's been controlled on antihistamines from, you know, from around 1 year onwards. So she's a lot better, and we manage it, you know, kind of more softly, you know.
Ruth Morrow, for people who are listening to this and if they want to learn more about how to manage a situation, even, you know, if they have minor enough issues but are fearful that they could get worse or for their children, even without having to go to a doctor, are there certain things they can find? Is there a website they can go to?
Yes, we have our website, asthma.ie. You also can call our advice line, and we have a team of nurses that run our advice line. So the number for it is 1800 44 54 64. And you can book an appointment. The nurse will call you back and you get a 30-minute consultation with her. And you can book another one if you need one. You can have as many consultations as you need. The other service we have is our WhatsApp messaging service. So in that regard, you can actually send a message to our WhatsApp service, which is 086-059-0132. And we can send you different tips and tricks to help manage your asthma and your hay fever. We can send you some videos on, for example, how to use a nasal spray correctly, or even any of your inhalers. And just, again, just talk to you by a messaging service and give you whatever advice and support that you might need.
Thank you very much, Ruth Morrow, respiratory nurse specialist with the Asthma Society, and Biola Vervas. Thank you very much for telling us the story of your son, Leon. But it's good to hear that you discovered what the issues were and that you're able to deal and cope with them on a daily basis.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.